Blog Talk Radio.
An assistant on this mission. I don't have very much to say, but I'm supposed to be having some guests in here tonight. And hopefully, by the time the guests get here, I can alleviate the problem with you all listening to this raspy old voice. But before then, I just want to tell you one thing or two myself, you know, because undoubtedly, you all done forgot Uncle Bill. But Uncle Billy is back. I've been under the weather for a while. We'll get to that part of the show later where I reminisce about past illnesses and stuff like that, tell you all a thing or three about what's really going on. But like I say, until then, you all are the benefactors of the wisdom of Uncle Billy. Some of the points that I'm trying to get over with you all is, when we going to start getting involved? And I got a great big problem with not seeing enough at my dialysis center in May. They are having a kidney walkathon and a lot of different African-Americans and blacks are participating. And I was saying to them at the time, you sure? Because I'm going to be putting it up on my web page and a few other web pages if I can, and a few other websites if I can, because it's very important to me. I don't know how you all feel yet, but you must understand that organ donations are used very wisely in this country. They might not be full participants of fairness and kindness and all of that there, but what is? And that's something else. That's a pet peeve of mine. What do you expect if you're not going to put nothing into the pot? If you're not going to put no effort into going out getting stuff, and then your child comes up and needs a kidney or a liver or a heart or a pancreas or an eye or whatever else. You know what I'm saying? So you have to think about these kinds of things because, you just haven't been taught any better. But then that's about to cease, because that's all Uncle Billy's show is going to be about. And this is not going to be a long show tonight, because like I was telling a few people, we are just practicing to try and make things better. But once you read this online, World Talk on Issues Now, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. We're trying to see how much you're involved in your true life in America, man. Woman, child, dog, cat, fish, all of y'all that I pray for every night. Because it seems a lot of different times that we are very particular what we'll get up for. When everything in the world affects us. Yes, I still have this glass over here. It's always half full because I said that I wouldn't curse during the show. And yeah, so before I got started, I put a few dollars off in that. So, but with all of that being said, let's keep it real and see what we feel. Because, anybody find out what's going on in the world today and how come we're not involved and all that kind of stuff? Because I really want to know, because I've been involved ever since I was a young guy. I was told the last week, or week before last, that I was always putting folk together and bringing folk together. I wasn't paying attention to it like that, but I guess that's a fact, you know, because I think it's natural for two comparable people on the same road, on the same mission, or even the same voyage, should be able to give each other a bit of knowledge and inspiration on the journey. So basically that's what I do every day. I try to help other people get better because it makes me feel better and do better to see that they are taking it seriously and progressing with the advice that I've given. So, you know, I take it very personally when somebody asks me for some advice and then don't use it. So, you know, let's stop that because all my information is useful. And when it's asked for, I take it very seriously. So I give it from the kindness of my heart, but not to justify some other issue or something like that. That's not mine. That's not me. And that's not what I'm about. So I just want you all to know that it's a fact that we got to get better off into the game. The Ask Uncle Billy radio show is back online. And he's starting off with a bang with guest host Faraday Dean. Well, he ain't called me in yet, but I'm pretty sure he might. Heavy hitting questions on what's going on in this country that affects the way that things happen locally. Some of us still don't realize how important it is to vote. And that's a fact, y'all. You know, there's thousands of us that won't vote simply because we don't think it'll count and all other kinds of unsundry reasons of dismay. Because I got a lot of problems with that, you know. One concerning this last vote, but I ain't gonna get into that tonight. But you know, you all let yourself down, you let your kids down, your grandkids down, and everything, yeah, playing them games. But when you hear this show tomorrow, you're gonna know that that's a no-no. But we are learning fast. Also, and don't everyone answer at the same time, who's your council person? Or better yet, who is your county commissioner? City government, y'all, county and state government is just as important as voting in the presidential election. Y'all don't understand that. That's the reason, you know, some of the muckety mucks and stuff really want to get Mr. Price out of office because he's blocking their way of making dollars and stuff. Like, y'all don't know what's going on. Y'all just need to wake up and, you know, smell the coffee. I know you get up and drink that stuff every morning and whatever, but you still need to smell it sometime and wake up. Because, you know, you're not stuck in the middle, you're stuck on the bottom. You almost like what they call them fishes that eat off the bottom, bottom eater or whatever, bottom feeder or whatever it is. But, see, it don't make no sense. Food getting dropped down to you, money getting dropped down to you. Get up and get your own. Get up and make sure that, you know, your family's well fed, well taken care of, and stuff like that. Get up off your butt, you know, and do something Because, you know, I got a problem with them. I got to try to find me a team to go down to the Earl Campbell Federal Building, too. Because I can't make it down there as often as I would like. And, you know, Daddy always said, don't start something you can't finish, boy. That's including a good fight. So right now we're going to hold up on a little of that. But what we're going to start talking about is even if you don't vote, you can start doing other things. You know, you can start rallying for other people to do better, to get better, to grow up. Think about it. Think about it. When you see somebody making an exciting play in the football game and stuff, well, you know, if you look real close, you can see that in politics. You can see that in everyday living. When you see somebody make a great sale somewhere or something like that, or cook a great meal at the restaurant you go to, you know, think about it now. Shit. There's people doing a whole lot you can be bragging on them for and saying, great job, you know. That's inspiration, man. That's motivation. That's really participation. Because people react in kind to words of wisdom and things like that. So, you know, think about it now. Think about it. We talking about impacting the world from just doing great things here. You know, people in the old days used to say, you know, charity starts at home, and then it goes abroad. Well, you know, that's a fact. Because the more you get on the inside and everybody's happy, everybody's growing and producing, it spreads on out. It spreads on because people like to move around and travel and do other things and stuff. So, you know, let's get busy, y'all. Let's get busy. If I won't get a call in another 15 minutes, yeah, I'm going to call this an early night. But the problem that we're having, though, is that our communities aren't being built up like they used to. A guy I was talking with the other day was telling me, you remember, man, we used to have them yard runoffs where the most beautiful yard in the neighborhood and all that. I said, yeah, man, you know, that was a blast because my mama won a few of those, you know, made sure we knew how to edge up the yard and put that flower bed on top of the god dog ground to where you can see them roses and stuff like that. Man, shoot. Yeah, I remember them good days. That's how we got our gardening habits. So stuff we didn't want to do at first. But then after a while, shoot, we was doing it more than mama was. Tomatoes growing in the backyard, flowers growing in the front yard. Man, man, man. Y'all don't hear me. But, yeah, so, you know, we got to get back to the basics of doing what we do and stop trying to assimilate and do what other folk do. Steve Harvey said it best. You wasn't born no apple. You was born an orange. You keep trying to gravitate because you see how them apples are selling and growing and getting out of there. And now you just want to gravitate and be an apple. That can't happen. You were made an orange. You are not an apple. So let's stop that kind of stuff. And back to the basics. There will be a new team player added over here as often as I can get one. So starting Monday, I'm going to call in from here and ask a few people, will they be on air later in the week or something like that? Will they even do a show about something they want to talk about and put it on air and put some information out that they'll be coming on Ask Uncle Billy show and stuff like that? So yeah, just get ready. Just get ready. Just get busy. Because with new team players being added, the Uncle Billy radio show can be reached online at blogtalkradio.com/ y'all. AskUncleBillyRadio.com or by calling in to the show at 323-870-3963 between 6 o'clock p.m. and 8 o'clock p.m. Usually that's Mondays, y'all. Usually that's Mondays. I'm doing my friend a favor. I was going to let him test his bars and everything tonight. But, you know, really, I'm going to be tied up myself. You can call in to this private line, 972-205-9343, with all your questions. And I got answers. Trust that. What the young folks said, true that. I got answers. True that. Yeah. And there is a community operated show all the time. This is it, y'all. This is the, and we're available 24/7. But don't call us after 10 at night and before 9 in the morning. Okay? But always know this. Unity in the community. That's where we going, y'all. That's on the health kick, the education kick, and the financial support kick. It's unity in the community. It's a three-pronged idea that if we stick together long enough and well enough, we can grow. If we get 7 out of 10 up and about doing great, that means we can double that the next time. So let's go for it, y'all. And with all of that being said, I'm going to tell you, this is the shortest 30-minute show. I'm going to give you all some music or something. know y'all didn't know that was coming, but you don't know this one. Check this one out. Check this one.
Come on down here, Diane. I want you to hit a little bit. Jesus can work it out because we need to tell the devil he ain't got a chance. Why are we trying to figure it out? Tell your neighbor he's already worked it out. Tell your neighbor Jesus can work it out. He's gonna let him.
Thank you.
think that one was hot. You think that one was hot? We'll find this one hot. yes, yes. I'm going to tell y'all why I like that so much. Because it lets you get up in the morning with a thought of being able to do something, you know, to go from there, to start from there, and whatever else you want to do. You know what I'm saying? You're getting up with a purpose. When you get up to, and you ain't scuffling to do something you don't want to do and stuff, man, it just, I guess you just got to know it to understand it. And that's all I'm trying to get over to you all. You know, if an old drunk project dude can do it, I know everybody else can. That, you know, that's what they used to say in the old days. If the drunks can do it, y'all can do it. Well, I was drunk, but I did it because I had the faith and the belief of what people had been telling me, people like Joe Bagsby and Chief Don Stafford, and man, it was just so many angels that come, and some of them was even better, like Mama Lucy. You know, a lot of people didn't understand her because, you know, it was just like that. It was back then, people that was doing good and other people were jealous, they kept bad things going. But I tell people all the time, I am so glad I got the chance to meet my father when I was young, because some of the things that I'd been hearing about him when I was younger, you know, like 5, 6, I didn't want to be a Pontiac. When I turned 8, 9 and got to hearing him talking and his lifestyle and what he was all about, so far it was a shame. People used to call him Mr. Marcus. I called him that. He said, "Don't call me that, boy." And, yeah, it just brought back good memories. He got the respect that he deserved on everything he did because he done what he said he was going to do when he said he was going to do it. And I live by that myself right today. Do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. Procrastination is not your friend. It's your enemy. Get up off your butt. Move around. Do something. If you're tired of just sitting, get up. Move around. Go out. There's a lot of things you can do. I've been watching some of this stuff on radio and TV. Go out and sell real estate if you want to. You can do almost... Man, it's out there. You just got to provide the skill and the situation. But, you know, if you're going to be a whiner and want to keep getting pity parties and stuff like that, I don't need you in my neighborhood. I'm going to just tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you the facts like I see them. Because a dude that rather cry than fight, I got a problem with. You know, now, if you say pray, you rather pray than fight, I can live with that. But all you want to do is cry, because, you know, I just don't understand it. So I'm going to let y'all listen to this, and then I'm going to call it a night. And, you know, it's going to be two more, so just remember. Uncle Billy got a call-out shot, so don't forget it. Don't forget it. I'll holler.
How many sides does the Pentagon have?
5.
What causes disease?
Bacteria.
How many letters are in the
alphabet? I have to cry something.
Thank you.
Now, when y'all hear this one, don't be saying, oh, it ain't time yet. You knew it was coming. I baked you a cake before I sent the pie over. So stop all that whining. You knew. Oh, man. I got to find one of these. Okay. Well, I'm going to do this one just for y'all. Because I really need this one.
It's trap time everywhere. And I want you to know
and they don't know which way.
I'm glad you all heard that one and listened to that one. Well, the entire hour was built around praying for one another and hoping that we can do better day by day in growing within our own community and spreading the joy everywhere we go. So with all of that being said, continue to pray for me and do what you can for somebody else. Thank you. And y'all have a great evening, a wonderful night, and a happy, better day tomorrow than you had today. Good night.